Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the Indiana Plains here, the Indiana Flatlands. We had another good day here in Indiana. My wife took her ninth treatment today, and it seemed to go well. And so we're back here at our little cottage, and we're ready to do another program tonight. Missing all of you up there in the highlands of the Rocky Mountains in Idaho County, Idaho. Hope everything's going well for you up there, and our prayers are with you folks, too. And thank you for taking care of our place. You know, you that are helping out, Carol and others, taking care of our home and our animals up there. It's a tough job, and we certainly love you for it, and appreciate you taking care of our wonderful, as my wife says, our children up there, our ducks and geese and rabbits and so forth. And so big job. And I understand they're getting a little snow today. Praise the Lord, we're in a area that's not so bad up there in the Rocky Mountains. We don't get a lot of snow. And I hope, like last year, we got less than a foot of snow combined all throughout the whole winter. So it would be nice if we had a nice mild winter again. One winter, I guess they had something like 3 foot of snow up there. And so that was a pretty tough one, but nothing like other parts of the Rocky Mountains, folks. So we are blessed, truly blessed to be there in Idaho County, Idaho. We give our love and best wishes to all of our brothers and sisters up there. Carrying on the fight, by the way, yes, we have an organization up there in Idaho County called Watchmen on the Wall. And they're just a fantastic organization of Americans that love God and love freedom. And they're activists. Praise God, they're activists. They're doing, in other words, what God told us to do, and that's actively pursue the bad guys and shake our finger in their face, even if they're in leadership, and try to redress our grievances in a nonviolent fashion, as long as they're going to be nonviolent about it. And so we just thank all of those up there and, wow, Watchmen on the Wall, for being there for all Americans, standing up for freedom and liberty and our Lord and Savior. So we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. We'll talk about that issue we didn't get to talk about last night, and that's Invasion USA. Yes, we'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And, you know, before we go into Invasion USA, I just want to say I wish I could tell our brothers and sisters in the military listening today around the world and throughout the USA that they don't have anything to worry about there's a lot of commotion going on right now with the soldiers wondering why the Army and Marine Corps are recalling 18,000 protective vests that the guys are wearing out there right now. And I want to share this with you, and then I'll just make a comment. It is sad that our military people are very concerned about why the Army and Marine Corps is recalling these 18,000 protective vests. Here's what the government says, okay? They say some protective vests are to be recalled. The Army and Marine Corps are recalling about 18,000 protective vests. Now, for those that don't know, that's the vest that the soldiers wear out there to protect them from shrapnel, gunfire, and so forth, from explosive devices that are going off and killing our soldiers and maiming many of them. And also from the rifle shots, they have a ballistic plate that goes in that protective vest. And so the military, in other words, our government, is saying that they want to emphasize that the troops wearing them aren't at risk and that the recall has nothing to do with a ballistic plate protection. Sorry, folks, I've still got a little cough, so I had to cough there for a minute from my cold this weekend. So the soldiers are really worried because, well, let me finish this up, and then we'll talk about why they're worried. The recall affects 18,425 outer tactical vests from the Army and 10,342 from the Marine Corps, defense officials said. The officials say the recall is just a protective measure ordered because the 14 affected lots of vests have not met contractual specifications regarding ballistic performance that were produced and fielded between 1999 and 2001. An administrative review conducted in September was unable to confirm that the vests had met all specifications, officials said, required specifications. These specifications go above and beyond standard vests out there. They did meet the standard vest specifications, they say, including the ability to protect the wearer from fragmentation and 9mm rounds, officials said. Both services have enough replacement vests on hand that are known to have met all specifications in the contract to remove these ballistic vests that are being recalled, officials said. The protective vest includes removable ballistic panels, interchangeable shells, and system of mounting individual tactical equipment on the vest, front and back side panels, pockets for inserting the small arms protective system called a SAPI, SAPI. The recall does not affect the SAPI plates, high-tech ceramic plates, and that protect the wearer from direct fire by modern assault rifles, officials said. So that's all we know at this time. And the problem, folks, is that if you've been in the military very long at all, you know the government lies. And it's almost like the old joke to a soldier, you know, the old joke that how do you know a lawyer is lying? Well, when his mouth is moving, when his lips are moving, okay? And so the problem with something like this coming out is, you know, most of the soldiers that have common sense and been in the military a while will read this and then say, now, what's the real reason for the recall? Okay? And that's the sad thing, because our government lies to us all the time, and many soldiers know that. Many of them have learned it the hard way. Okay? So we just pray that our brothers and sisters will be protected out there, and that there's not more problems that are being covered up by the government. And so this has a lot of soldiers nervous. And so you can't tell them just relax and trust their government, because they know better. And it is sad. It's truly a sad indictment against our system when they come out with some report like this and the soldiers look at each other and say, what is it they're not telling us? Okay. So, okay. Let's talk about our good president going down to the border for a minute. You know, he went down there and got his photo ops and trying to raise his poll numbers up past 36%, I guess. And so he made an appearance down there and talked about basically all the things they've been talking about in the past that they've never done. And we just have to assume, and from our dear Border Patrol agents, they say more talk, more talk. And, of course, that's what the president is good at, be they Republican socialist or Democratic socialist, they're good at talk. But we are being invaded from the south, and just a report came in here on November the 21st, actually, a few days back, about a week ago, and it says Mexican troops attack United States in what can be, and this is, supposedly from WorldNetDaily.com, which most of you have heard of, says Mexican troops attack United States in what can only be called a military attack. Mexican troops brandishing weapons stole contraband worth millions of dollars while holding Border Patrol agents at gunpoint. The media spins the story as if it were a standoff between American Border Patrol agents and the Mexican government. A standoff would have been if one got a dump truck or the drugs. If no one got the dump truck or the drugs, would be a standoff. There have now been over 800 killed in the South Texas border zone in the last year, car bombs in Dallas, machine gunning deaths on a daily basis. The U.S. mission has been shut down in Nuevo Laredo because of persistent rocket-propelled grenade attacks. How much of this have you heard about in the press, the controlled press, folks? Well, we hear about some of it at our two police and military associations here, but, of course, we're not hearing about all of it either, even though we dig and dig to get these stories and to back them up and track them down to see if they're reliable or not. Months ago, it says here, we wrote an article covering the undeclared border war. At that time, only 600 had been killed on the border. The State Department has issued three travel advisories warning not to go into areas of South Texas and Mexico, saying that it is more dangerous than the West Bank of Israel. My goodness, that's dangerous, folks. But still, there is a national news blackout on the developing story about these killings. On a weekly basis, U.S. citizens are kidnapped. The Mexican troops shoot and kill Border Patrol agents, Forestry Service workers, and sheriff's deputies. In Arizona, what can only be called the Plan of San Diego has been implemented, and some nights, as many as dozens of homes are burned to the ground. Invasion USA, armed standoff on the Rio Grande, uniformed Mexicans with guns, bulldozer seizes drug bust truck from Border Patrol. Folks, remember, we're dealing with revolutionaries there, with the Mexican military. They are Marxist, Leninist types, just as Vicente Fox, the president, is a communist, and Bush is his best buddy. You know, they're like brothers. So what you're seeing here is these revolutionaries are attacking our soldiers and our, well, we don't have any soldiers down there. We should have. We should have a full complement of soldiers there with APCs and military equipment to patrol that border. But we don't have it because the drugs, drug runners, the terrorists, and millions of illegals are needed in America for various secret reasons that you're not supposed to know about. So the government leaves the border open, and these things are occurring now. WorldNetDaily.com, again, this is November 20th. It says here, U.S. Border Patrol agents were backed down this week by armed men dressed in what appeared to be Mexican military uniforms and carrying military weapons, who seized a captured dump truck filled with marijuana from the U.S. border agents and dragged it across the border into Mexico with a bulldozer. The border incident occurred Thursday evening when Border Patrol agents attempted to pull over a dump truck on Interstate 10 in Hedspeth County, Texas. The driver fled from the agents, exiting the freeway and driving toward the Rio Grande, which runs within 2 miles of the interstate in this portion of Texas. The driver abandoned the truck after it got stuck in the riverbed, escaping into Mexico. Agents called for enforcement from the Texas State Troopers and Hespeth County Sheriff and began unloading the haul, estimated being nearly 3 tons of marijuana. When everything changed, officials or officers stated, I hear the music, folks. Let me finish this up when we come back. I'll tell you, it's absolutely a war zone down there. I worked in South Phoenix as a cop my whole career, and we called it the war zone. And that's what it is, because of all the illegals and the revolutionary Marxist Mexicans and Latinos from South and Central America coming across. We'll be right back, folks.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85%. 20% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cowbin Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at cowbinpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're talking about something I know a whole lot about, working in a border state like Arizona, in Phoenix, Arizona. We certainly have our share of thousands and thousands of hardcore revolutionaries coming into the Phoenix area and running the gangs and running the drugs. And it's a war zone in some parts of the border states, as we're talking about here in Texas tonight. I am disabled because of arresting a drug smuggler, illegal alien on the streets of Phoenix one early morning. He went to prison and I went to retirement, but I'm fortunate. I lost seven of my brothers out there on the streets of Phoenix when I worked as a cop there, and they died. And some of them died because of drugs that our government has been allowing to be brought into this country, and for years and years actually participated in bringing into this country, and we assume that that's still going on because the media won't talk about it, and you have no way of knowing about it except listening to RBN Live, Republic Broadcasting Network, and reading and studying yourself, because the press and the government's not going to tell you these things. But anyway, more of the same here is what we're talking about. County sheriffs began unloading the haul, estimated to have been nearly 3 tons, when everything changed, the report says here. Officers started to retrieve the bundles, that's American Border Patrol officers and sheriff's deputies, when armed subjects appeared from the Mexican side, says Agent Ramiro Cordero, Border Patrol spokesman. According to Hudspeth, County Sheriff Deputy Mike Dowell, I guess it is, the dump truck driver returned with armed men, some of who drove official-looking vehicles with overhead lights. Some of those armed, Doyle said, told the El Paso Times, appeared to be Mexican soldiers in uniform with military weapons. It's a very serious incident, Doyle said. This is Chief Deputy Mike Doyle, which usually, hold on just a second here, folks. No, this cough is just angering me tonight. Okay, I hope it. Hope that I can get through this program. But anyway, remember the chief deputy for the Hudspeth County Sheriff's Department is usually second in command. Okay, so Mike Doyle is second in command, and he's stating this. He says to the El Paso Times newspaper, they appeared to be Mexican soldiers in uniform with military weapons, which is not unusual, folks. We've had shootouts with Mexican soldiers before. We've had raids by Mexican soldiers coming across the American border into America and doing criminal things, and our government just allows it to happen. It's a very serious incident, said Chief Deputy Doyle. We are very fortunate, and this is really something. He says, no one got hurt. Everybody had the presence of mind not to create an international incident or start shooting. Well, folks, what do you think it was if it was an international incident? You know, coming in contact with armed men, very possibly improbable Mexican soldiers in uniform with military weapons in a confrontation over this load of illegal narcotics being brought into the United States as an international incident. But, of course, our government won't treat it that way. As World Net Daily has reported, there is widespread reports of U.S.-trained Mexican commandos called the Zetas, that's Z-E-T-A-S, if you want to look it up on the web, coming across a Mexican border, the American border, and running into the U.S. territory in military-style vehicles armed with automatic weapons. By the way, folks, the Zetas were trained as elite commandos by U.S. forces to combat the drug cartels, that they've switched sides and are working for the drug smugglers in the border areas, posing a special hazard to U.S. law enforcement and Border Patrol agents, according to the U.S. Justice Department memo. Under the control of reputed drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, the Zetas are conducting a bloody war for control of the entire southern border in an effort to secure a monopoly on drug smuggling and people smuggling routes. As both sides face off, a bulldozer appeared. They're talking about this incident again. As both sides faced off with each other, a bulldozer appeared on the Mexican side of the river and was used by the armed men to pull the dump truck and the two-thirds of the marijuana that had not yet been unloaded into Mexico. The bulldozer, Doyle said, is believed to be used regularly to make makeshift crossings over the Rio Grande. Rio Grande is the way they say it. The armed encounter with drug smugglers, as Cordero described it, is under investigation. No confirmation was made as to whether or not the soldiers belonged to the Mexican military. Well, I'll have a few comments on the other side of the break here, folks. Listen to these important messages, and we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program on Republic Broadcasting Network here. By the way, if you'd like to call in tonight, please do so if you have some comments you'd like to make. I want to make a few on this report here on the Zetas, for example, that were trained by elite commandos in the United States here and then just surprisingly switch sides. Okay? But if you'd like to call in, folks, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We've produced here a lot of material over our 25 years proving through books that have been written by top DEA agents, FBI agents, CIA agents, Border Patrol agents, INS agents, like Sully Castillo and... so many people that we know. I know Sully Castillo, top DEA agent that wrote the book Powder Burns about our government's involvement in importing drugs in the United States. And I know Michael Levine, who wrote the book, I can't think of the name of his book right now. DEA? I think he was DEA. I'm pretty sure he was. And I had him on my program a few years back. And we've been studying this for many, many decades now about our government's involvement, folks, in bringing drugs into the United States, the Bush family especially, and the Clinton family were involved. But the Bush family's the granddaddy, I guess, of drug importation back even to the 60s during the Vietnam War. Bush Sr. was involved in importing hundreds of tons of drugs into the United States to feed into the veins of little black and Latino children, to cause the crime problem, to cause the drug problem and crime problem, to get the American people to cry out for control over drugs and crime, and therefore plans and programs and laws were passed to limit, to restrict the Americans' constitutional rights so they could do something about the drug and the crime problem that the government created on purpose. And so we have a lot of knowledge about this, and we have a police and military publication that we put out last year on the Bush family and their involvement in this criminal activity and other criminal activity, too. Way back, Samuel Bush, great-grandfather, and then grandfather Prescott Bush, and then Bush Sr., and now baby Bush, okay? So let me tell you something. We've discussed this before with others, and I've read others' letters to me from law enforcement and the military about this Zeta group that were trained by our elite commandos, special forces here, to allegedly combat the drug cartel down in Central and South America and in Mexico. that Vicente Fox runs. And then they amazingly, surprisingly switch sides and are now working for the drug smugglers. Do you believe that? Do you believe that our government was surprised that these Zetas that we trained gave them elite commando training so that they could fight the Border Patrol agents and any law enforcement people and win against our law enforcement people? Just accidentally, just surprisingly, my gosh, they switched sides, and that the government was just startled when this happened. Please, folks, please don't believe that story. Our government leaders have been involved in importing the majority of the drugs into America, also from Mexico, with Vicente Fox, with Bush, baby Bush being his brother at arms against the United States. And so this is ridiculous. Law enforcement knows that this just didn't accidentally happen, that we trained the Zeta group and they just amazingly switched sides. No, that's the way it was supposed to be, so they would have a trained force to send against our Border Patrol agents and our law enforcement people who do not have military assault rifles and military-style vehicles in the border towns. So they would do things like just occurred, with the armed force being brought in with military weapons, military uniforms, and military-style vehicles, and commandeering this dump truck filled with drugs. That's what the Zetas were trained for by our government. And it's no surprises, as FDR said, if it happens in government, it was planned that way. And then, of course, that's true. Today, when you have the top criminals in the world running our governments, this is what they do. They are involved in criminal activity, and this is what they plan and do all the minute of every single day, is plan criminal activity and terrorist activity against the American people. All right, so enough on the border there for right now. I had a call from a friend of mine, Eddie, in Arkansas. Now, Eddie's a soldier. He's now a former soldier, but he served as a medic. And good man, good American, Eddie in Arkansas. And he asked me a question that we've dealt with for years here at our two police and military associations, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, and the Police and Military Against the New World Order organization, and also a third organization that isn't so active today, that we started years ago in Phoenix, Arizona, as police officers to train citizens in combat firearms training. We police officers, including myself, Officer Rick Dalton, and others from the Phoenix Police Department and other police departments, Sheriff's Department, started an organization called the American Citizens and Lawmen Association to train citizens in the proper use of firearms. And it was a very successful program. And the American Citizen and Lawman Association still does various other activities, but it's not as active as our Police and Military Against the New World Order or Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter right now. But the question Eddie asked from Arkansas, being a man that loves America, loves God, and loves freedom, and he sees the government removing that, he said, Officer McLam, he says, we want to start, some of us here in Arkansas want to start an organization to supplement our sheriff if the sheriff ever needs more assistance. We want to train ourselves. We're not asking for any taxes to do this, not asking for uniforms or anything, but we want to start a group, and we don't know what to call ourselves. We don't want to call ourselves a militia because the militia has been maligned, and it's like calling yourself satanic in the media today and among the brainwashed public out there. If you say you're a militia person, they go running into the night with fright. And he's right. You know, the government knew and knows that the militia is a lawful organization of private citizens who have trained themselves to come to the aid of their county, their town, their neighbors, and their nation. And George Washington, remember, used the militia in the war against Britain. And that's who actually became the soldiers in that war, the militia. Private citizens that owned guns and knew how to use them and knew forestry skills, how to go into the forest and survive and so forth. And so Eddie wanted to start an organization down there. Well, our police and military associations have published actual publications, and we probably still have a few of them around at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, on the militia and the legality of the militia system in America and how it's been used in the past by some of our great, honest and patriotic, true patriot leaders in America over the years, and that it was still a lawful organization and even described in the U.S. Code as a lawful organization. And so we published these publications, and we were invited to speak to various militia groups across the nation, very fine patriotic militia groups of private citizens that wanted to do just what Eddie wants to do down in Arkansas. He wants to prepare to help the sheriff if the sheriff ever needs help. The sheriff has a few deputies, but that's it. And Eddie and his fellow Americans down there, our fellow Americans, realize that we may be invaded one day, and we may have need of people who have taken some training in various areas, such as, in his particular case, Eddie is a combat medic. And he's worked, since he's got out of the military, he's worked in emergency rooms, and so he's well-trained and could train in the very necessary area of medical training for private citizens in order to close wounds if somebody gets shot or bones broken or shrapnel or whatever, to be like a medic. And this would be very beneficial, he believes, for the local citizens to join in and learn how to take care of themselves a little bit more than just your usual first aid class, a little more advanced, knowing how to stop a sucking chest wound and so forth, how to bandage it and so forth. And, okay, hang on, we've got some calls coming in. But I told Eddie, I said, listen, I said, he asked me how to do it without getting the sheriff mad at him and how to get the approval of the sheriff. I said, Eddie, I said, you know, you must understand, and I know Eddie did understand what I was about to say, that you are the sovereign citizen and the sheriff works for you. He's a servant of the people. And in order for you to train people in medic training there and train them in the use of firearms, as we did through the American Citizen and Lawman Association, as lawmen, taking private citizens and training them in firearms training. And all these things, you don't have to ask permission. But I said, the best thing you could possibly do, Eddie, is send a letter to the sheriff, certified receipt return, telling him what you intend to do. And you want to be an asset to the community, and with all the natural emergencies going on, all the natural crisis with hurricanes and tornadoes and flooding and everything, you want to be prepared to assist. And don't ask his permission. Just ask him to please attend your organizational meeting or send deputies there to attend your organizational meeting. Keep everything out in the public. Keep everything out. Open up your organization to the private citizens and train them. And that is a wonderful thing to do, and our two police and military associations will support you 150%. And I said, just keep it above board. There's nothing you have to do that's secret. You can do firearms training. You can do medic training. You can do all kinds of training, first responder training. And I said, get a hold of the CERT trainers for the federal government. They're going around throughout the nation, and they're training citizens and giving them equipment in first responder training. And I said, we've gone through it up in Idaho County, Idaho. Very good program that the feds will come in and train you to be a first responder in critical incidences of natural disasters or fires or emergency spills of toxic chemicals and all that. I said, train the people and don't ask permission. Just let the sheriff know, keep an open door, and always invite the sheriff and his representatives, the county commissioners, to come and set in and give their support, you know, and give their, and even help train the citizens. And the sheriff might end up doing that because a smart sheriff will know that the citizen has a right to do this, and a smart sheriff would get involved and become a part of seeing to it that the citizens are on the right course and that there's not anything surreptitious going on or secret or covert going on, which there shouldn't be. Well, Eddie thanked me, and he's going to do it. So we encourage people across the nation to do just that, folks. We may very well be attacked one day, very strong possibility, by foreign troops, and they will be subjugating us under a martial law scenario. I hope that and pray that you're ready for that, and you won't just roll over and play dead cockroach, as Colonel Bo likes to say, when the foreign troops come to your door. Okay? So, Eddie, thank you for being a good patriot, being an activist. He loves God and freedom, and he's going to prepare a good group of citizens to do what God intended us to do, and that's provide for our families and our community and our nation in a time of need. Okay, let's go to the phones. Paul, who's on the line? Myron in Georgia. Myron, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yes, thank you, Officer Jack. I've just started listening to you for the past couple of weeks now, and I've really been getting some serious information off your broadcast. I truly enjoy it.
Well, great, Myron. Thank you.
Yes, Officer Jack. I have a question, sir.
Yes.
I'd like to know, sir, what role does the international banking cabal, as well as the major corporations, play concerning the drug cartel?
Well, they run it.
Okay.
You know, they're totally in control of it. Now, even Myron, when they play this phony game of the Colombians beating up on the American government drug runners, it's a competition game. There are those out there that are outlaw organizations, but whenever the Colombians get out of line, we send our military forces down there to knock out the leadership, and our American drug runners take over.
Yes.
So it's all run by the international bankers and the international crime families like we talk about on the American, Republic Broadcasting Network here all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in charge, Myron. Nobody else, because there's such big bucks in it. And it's also a people-controlling operation like we talked about of if you can bring enough drugs in and feed it into the veins of little black and Latino children and cause gang problems and drug problems and crime problems,
mm-hmm.
the American whites will get so afraid that they will allow their rights to be taken away from them to protect themselves from the crime and the drugs out there.
Okay.
So it's a great people controller, and that's another reason not just the billions of dollars they're making bringing the drugs in and controlling the drugs, but it's also a way to prepare us for a scenario for martial law in this nation.
Okay. So do you recall, Officer Jack, I know you do, back in the 80s when they had the big hoopla, the war on drugs cliche? So basically that was just a major smokescreen, wasn't it?
It truly is. Sadly, sadly, we have a war on the American people, not and a Bill of Rights, not a war on drugs. It's a phony war on drugs.
Right.
Yes.
So the drugs was purposely brought into our country as well as into the low-income neighborhoods to kill out the citizens, right?
To cause such fear of crime and drugs that we'll give up our freedoms, basically. But they don't care how many of our children they kill in order to accomplish their goal of control.
Okay, Officer Jack, appreciate it.
Listen, call back again, brother. Good question. We'll talk to you later. All right, we'll be back, folks, in just a couple minutes here.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to try to get two callers in here, and we only have about 4 minutes. Let's go to John in New York. John, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Just, you were talking about books and whatnot.
Yes.
And is there any way that we can get a hold of the C-SPAN past reports? Back in May 6th or May 7th of 2004, I believe, Julie Sears and Congressman Rutterberger reported that the Northern Alliance was saying they were going to have the 9/11 attack, and they reported it to Condoleezza Rice, and she refused to respond.
Uh-huh.
And they fired Julie Sears immediately after that, and it was just buried. And I didn't know if some kind of that information was accessible for on record keeping.
I will bet you if you had the time to get somebody on the web and research the keywords you just said, you'd probably come up with it.
Because they also,
that's about the only way I think we could do it. I've heard about it, but I don't think that we've ever done that at our two police and military associations.
It was also reported that day of the $600 billion being propagated for the Medicaid program. So if you happen to pick up on that daily show, it would be the same one.
I see. Okay, yeah, I would say, John, just get somebody, if you don't have the ability, or if you do, just get on the web and put in those keywords and dates and names, and you should come up with some good material on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, Lord bless you now. You take care and call back again, John. Dan in Michigan, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. You're closing out the program, brother.
Okay, I was calling about, you mentioned 18,000 recalls on, like, military protective wear, and I was wondering, like, what is the issue, really? I mean, are they going to send them out to fight without protective wear or something like that? What is the issue on that?
According to the government, and when I say that, it should send a chill up your back, because according to the government, you never know when they're lying and when they're not, that they have enough vests. Now, we know of guys that have gone over there and fought without vests because they didn't have enough. But they say they have enough of the vests that have passed the stringent test of the ballistic vest, available to replace them as they withdraw these 18,000 best. And so we hope they're telling us the truth there, but of course you don't know. But
and if they're
have,
not, what's the price of refusing to go out and fight with us?
That's a bad one. I mean, you won't die. They won't kill you if you refuse to go out and fight, because we have friends that have said, no, I ain't going, and they prosecuted them through court-martial and put them in jail for a couple years. And so you'd probably lose a couple years in jail, but you'd at least be alive.
Yeah.
We have buddies, a sergeant, dear sergeant friend of ours that just went through that process, matter of fact, Sergeant Benderman, that we had on the program one time, and he's just been prosecuted and kicked out, but he's putting a couple years in jail before they let him out. But he just got tired of killing kids and women over there and said he wasn't going to do it anymore, you know. But if you didn't have a ballistic vest today going over there, my goodness gracious, I would probably definitely say no thank you. I'll sit here, and when you get me a vest, I'll go fight.
Right.
Of course, I wouldn't fight anyway, because I know why they're over there, and it's not anything to do with protecting America at all. So it's a phony war for these international bandits that control our government today, and big corporations. Well, Dan,
thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Hope you'll call back again. All right.
Yep, talk to you later.
Okay. Talk to you later, Dan. Well, folks, it's amazing. Amazing. I just didn't know it was the end of the program, because we've just been rocking right along here with information and calls, and we certainly appreciate the calls. And look forward to being with you again tomorrow. We'll get in some more of these things that are on my desk here. That is of interest to all of us that love God and freedom. So you have a nice evening, and Lord bless you. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.